Stop chasing the outcomes. Study the conditions. One of the biggest shifts in my thinking didn't come from finding another new answer. It came from asking a different question. For years, I found myself chasing outcomes. How do we build trust? How do we become more creative? How do we help someone heal? How do we improve culture? How do we become better leaders? These seem like reasonable questions, but I don't think they're the first questions. They're outcome questions. The deeper question is, what conditions make those outcomes possible? We often say things like, people resist change. Not quite. People resist change under conditions that feel unsafe. Just communicate better. No, not quite. Communication isn't usually the problem. People communicate remarkably well when they believe it's safe to tell the truth. Trust your gut. No, not quite. First, create enough calm that you can hear it. Time heals. No, not quite. Time changes the landscape. Healing depends on the conditions that exist within that time. The more I observe life, the more I notice the same pattern repeating itself. Gardeners don't command plants to grow. They tend to the soil. Engineers don't command materials to change. They alter temperature, pressure, chemistry, or flow. Physicians don't manufacture healing. They remove obstacles and support the body's natural capacity to recover. Life rarely responds to commands. Life responds to conditions. I wonder if relationships work the same way. Maybe children don't need better instructions. Maybe they need safer conditions. Maybe organizations don't suffer from a communication problem. Maybe they suffer from conditions that make honesty expensive. Maybe creativity doesn't disappear. Maybe it waits for curiosity to become safer than certainty. Maybe truth isn't hidden. Maybe it simply becomes inaccessible when fear is louder than awareness. This way of seeing changes almost everything. Instead of asking, what's wrong? I find myself asking, what conditions are producing what I'm seeing? That question has changed the way I look at leadership, at conflict, at parenting, at organizations, in nature, even in myself. Because the most important work isn't always changing people. Sometimes it's changing the conditions in which people become who they already are. Perhaps we've spent centuries trying to control outcomes. Maybe the wiser path is quieter than that. Stop chasing the outcomes. Study the conditions. Life has been responding to them all along.